Hello, listeners. I am back. My little break was kind of appreciated, and I might actually schedule those in where I'm doing something that's a little bit different because I do want to put more time into the episode. I also got myself a USB extender where I was able to put, so I have a Microsoft Surface, and it only has one USB port, which is crazy. And I just got a different keyboard and mouse, and those plug into the only port. And so I was having to like only use the tablet mode, and that was annoying. So finally I got the extender, and I love it because I can actually use my keyboard, I can use my podcast mic, and then I could like plug my phone if needed. So all those things are awesome. And I wanted to discuss this week Tilla. This is such a big section. So I'm not really sure, as I'm recording it now, if this is going to be one episode or two, but let's get cracking so we can just get through this, because it is a big one. TILA is a Truth in Lending Act, and it's Regulation Z. A lot of people call it TILA the Godzilla, because it's such a big, it has so many parts underneath it. So it's basically meant to help consumers be able to buy with more knowledge, and that there's a little bit more clarity in what they're doing. So it covers things like right of rescission, advertising, APR, basically things that help people understand exactly what they're buying and what they're being charged for. That's a really important thing, especially when you're going into such a big transaction like a mortgage, is to know exactly the debt that you are taking on, and that it's not a product that you can't afford. You understand, like, if you pay it off early, there's fees. If you go late, there's, you know, what exactly that entails. And so there's no surprises, really, you know. Surprises in mortgages is not what you want at all. So, notice of the right to rescind. The right of rescission applies to only addition of security interest and not the existing obligation. So the creditor shall deliver the notice required by paragraph B of this section, but not need to deliver new material disclosures. So delivery of the required notice shall begin the rescission period. So that's from the CFPB. The consumer wants to rescind. How do they do that? So to exercise the right to rescind, the consumer shall notify the creditor of the rescission by mail, telegram, or other means of written communication. So just to like interrupt what I'm reading from the CFPB, I don't really know what they mean by telegram. I didn't know that was a thing. I think the most comparable thing would be fax, but they do not mention fax. So I'm not exactly sure how faxes fit in to TILA, I guess. So, or other means of written communication. Notice is considered when given when mailed, when filed for telegraphic transmission, or if sent by other means, when it is delivered to the creditor's designated place of business. The right of rescission created by the Federal Truth in Lending Act gives homeowners the absolute right to cancel a home equity loan or line of credit until midnight of the third day after closing, excluding federal holidays and Sundays. The right of rescission applies to refinances, HELOCs, home equity loans, but does not apply to the sale of a new home. That comes from Rocket Mortgage. So they'll give you questions on the test, like, so if the deal is signed Monday, when is the end of the day? So you can't count the day that they sign. So the next day would be Tuesday's day one, Wednesday's day two, Thursday's day three, midnight of that, then Friday. The midnight of that is the cutoff for the right of rescission. So then therefore, the loan would then fund on that Friday. So just keep in mind, like, what they're asking. A lot of this is, like, trying to trip you up, trying to make you read the question more than you think that you have to read it, I guess. If you're refinancing a mortgage and you want to rescind, the three-day clock does not start until all three of the following events have happened. You've signed the credit contract, like the promissory note. You've received the truth in lending disclosure, Most of the time, this will be your closing disclosure form, and you receive two copies of a notice explaining your right to rescind. So you, this is two copies per signer. So if you have four people, you will have eight copies in between all of you. If you have two people, you'll have four copies in total. And it only takes one person in the transaction to rescind. And if one person decides to rescind, the whole transaction is done. Permissible fees and finance charges, any charge payable directly or indirectly by the consumer and imposed directly or indirectly by the creditor as an incident or to or a condition of the extension of credit. It does not include any charge of a type payable in comparable cash transaction. So third-party charges, closing agent charges, mortgage broker fees. Alrighty, so advertising requirements. This is kind of a weird one. So you need to make sure that the product advertises something available. Obviously, you can't go advertising products that are not even available. It needs to be clear and conspicuous. You have to state the rate as the APR. The interest rate can be a lot lower and can be deceptive. So say the interest rate is like, I mean, right now in Washington, interest rate or APR is like 2.7. Maybe the interest rate is actually 2. But 0.7 can be a lot when you're talking about a few hundred thousand dollars, right? And so people think, oh my goodness, I'm getting a 2% or 1.9% interest rate. And you're not taking into account for all the other costs. And so it's deceptive and it can make people, it can just be misleading. Which TILA is all about clarity and clear and conspicuous. You'll see that terminology used by the CFPB. You'll see it in study guides. It's all about making sure people know exactly what they're getting into. So you need to say more if there are trigger terms. So basically, if you state the APR, and you see this in like Chevrolet commercials, you know, 2.8% APR, they don't have to state anything more. But if you're talking about amount of the down payment, percent of the down payement, number of payments, amount of finance charge, then you're going to be having to add in more information, right? There's also rules for disclosing credits secured by a dwelling, including what's included, like the scope of it, disclosures of rate and payment, and goes over things dealing with ratio and what not to do, like what you can't say, that you can't go and put all these things in like a size 2 font, you know. You have to make it clear and conspicuous, right? So TILA core concepts is help people become better shoppers, know the APR disclosures, and make sure the advertisements are not misleading in any way. The total points and fees threshold. So I'm going to read this from the Federal Register because this is information that is different depending on what loan we're talking about. So specifically for an open-ended consumer credit plans under TILA, the threshold that triggers requirements to disclose minimum interest charges will remain unchanged at $1 in 2020. For open-ended consumer credit plans under the CARD Act amends to TILA, the adjusted dollar amount in 2020 for the safe harbor for a first violation penalty fee will increase from $1 to $29, and the adjusted dollar amount for the safe harbor for a subsequent violation penalty fee will increase by $1 to $40. For HOPA loans, the adjusted total amount threshold for high-cost mortgages in 2020 will be $21,980. The adjusted points and fees dollar trigger for high-cost mortgages in 2020 will be $1,099. For qualified mortgages, which provide creditors with certain protections from liability under the ability to repay rule, the maximum threshold for points and fees in 2020 will be 3% of the loan amount for a loan greater than or equal to $109,898, $3,297 for a loan amount greater than or equal to $65,939 but less than the aforementioned $100,000 amount. 5% of the loan amount greater than or equal to $21,980 but less than $65,939. $1,099 for a loan amount greater or equal to $13,737 but less than $21,980. And 8% for the total loan amount for a loan less than $13,737. The finance charge. The finance charge is the cost of the consumer credit as a dollar amount. It includes any charge payable directly or indirectly by the consumer and imposed directly or indirectly by the creditor as an incident to or a condition of the extension of credit. It does not include any charge of a type payable in a comparable cash transaction. APR is effective rate. It will most times be more than the interest rate as stated before, and it covers the costs associated with borrowing the money. It's the difference between like the bare bones of what the item costs and then what the item like, and then adding in like labor costs and things like that. It's kind of a weird way to explain it, but I think it just kind of came to mind when I was thinking about what is the best way to explain APR. What loans are covered by TILA? Most types. Anything with more than 4 installments. This includes things like cars and homes. Both open and closed-ended credit loans, like HELOCs, which are open-ended, and closed-ended ones, which are home mortgages. A business day. All days except Sunday and legal holidays. Specifically, if the test is asking for the loan amount, not for the loan amount, the loan estimate, it'll be... The answer will be every day that the office is open for public business. If they're asking for a business day in general, then it is every Sunday except, or all days except Sunday and legal holidays. For APR tolerances, for regular transactions, it's 1/8%. For irregular transactions, it's 1/4%. Irregular is like irregular payments, payment period, irregular amount that you're paying, things like that. A dwelling defined by the CFPB is the definition of dwelling is not limited to the principal or to the residence of the applicant or borrower and thus includes vacation or second homes and investment properties. The definition of a residential mortgage loan, and this is from the Michigan Government Department of Insurance and Financial Services. It says, a loan primarily for personal, family, or household use that is secured by mortgage deed or trust or the other equivalent consensual security interest on a dwelling or on a land which a person intends to construct a dwelling. For a definition of a business day in mortgage rescission, the right of rescission created by the Federal Truth in Lending Act gives homeowners the absolute right to cancel a home equity loan or line of credit or a refi until midnight of the third day after closing, excluding federal holidays and Sundays. The right of rescission applies to refinances, HELOCs, and home equity loans and does not apply to the sale of a new home. Kind of because, like, you do get that review period already with when you get the CD. But this is just, like, an extra little right of rescission that you get of, like, are you sure you want to start your loan over? So on the test, I'll say, like, if the people sign on a Monday, when will the loan fund? So if they don't use the right of rescission, when will it fund? So if they sign on Monday, it's not going to be Monday. So Tuesday's day one, Wednesday's day two, Thursday's day three, midnight on Thursday, then it'll fund on Friday. They might say things like, oh, when will it fund? And then they'll put it over a weekend, don't count Sunday, you know, or they'll put it over a holiday, and then a week, or holiday and then a Sunday, so don't count the holiday or the Sunday, and then, you know, make sure that you're saying the day that it funds is not the day, like, midnight of the third day, then the next day it funds, if that makes sense. There's really good videos out there, so if you just search, like, TILA right of rescission, you'll be able to find people explaining, like, going through different scenarios about what kind of questions you might see, and your practice test will definitely cover this too. I've not seen a practice test that doesn't cover the TILA right of rescission.
We'll be right back.